T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's a ball hawk. He is leading the NFL in takeaways, and he's on the phone right now. We say good morning, Matt Milano of the Buffalo Bills. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Dude, what a season you're having. Congratulations on it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What's the secret? Is it that marshmallow inspires you?
Definitely. You know, get that cranked up before the game. definitely helps out a lot.
I like that. So started all 11 games of the season. I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying that. 64 tackles. I love that you talk about going all the way back to Pop Warner. You've always been after the ball.
I've been trying to.
Is it just an extra awareness that you have of where the ball is on the field?
I honestly don't know what it is. Like, when I'm out there, I'm not really thinking about it. So I don't know, like, what exactly it is going on. But I just try to make every play I can, and that seems to be working out.
24 years old and people are saying Pro Bowl consideration. How does that make you feel?
feels great. You know, I'm more concerned about the season though right now, just trying to focus on getting more wins and helping the team out any way possible. But yeah, it's definitely something I hear a lot, and it's gets me excited.
Give me a little snapshot of the psychological process of ignoring all of that and just focusing on week by week, game by game. How do you tune out all the big talk?
Mostly just staying off of social media. You know, that's where a lot of the talk is. So once you get down there and start reading stuff, whether it's positive or negative, it kind of affects your mood. So I think just kind of staying balanced with it. You know, my family and family here and then, or people in the locker room, but I just try to stay calm and just continue to do my job and get better every day. So a lot of room for improvement.
I like that. I always like looking forward, but I have to just go back to last week against the Jaguars. What? Where were you standing when everything happened?
Oh, I was right in the middle of it.
Have you ever been in a situation like that on the field before?
A couple times in college, playing Syracuse, you know, big rivalry game. Mm-hmm. Tempers got hot in that game a little bit. But now this is definitely a whole other situation, especially somebody coming off the sideline from another team. So definitely quite the interesting situation.
Definitely an interesting situation. As we look forward to Miami, are you excited about heading to Miami to play the Dolphins? It's a big game.
I am. I heard the weather's supposed to be nice. Might be a little rainy, but it's supposed to be in the 80s, so I'm very excited.
You're a South Florida guy. How much family has hit you up for tickets to this game?
not much, actually. A couple of my friends have some ticket hookups, so they usually just go to them before they come to me because their seats are much better than I can get them.
Very nice. You played at Boston College. I just have to say, that is the most beautiful school. What was it like going there? Because there's a lot of people deciding what colleges to go to right now. What would you like to say about Boston College?
BC was incredible, you know. I miss it every day. Just the campus alone, the people there, the atmosphere there. It's a great city, Boston, as you know. Mm-hmm. Great food, a lot of things to do. The nightlife is really cool there, so anyone who's looking to go there, I recommend it highly.
What was your major, Matt?
Psychology and communication.
Do you feel like you use that psychology aspect on the field?
I do, on and off the field. You know, I'm very into how the mind works, how people communicate, stuff like that, why people do the things they do. So I think for me it's been very, very helpful, yeah.
And let's talk about Kissmas Bash. Will you be our guest at Kissmas Bash? I know you're a big fan of Marshmallow. When we bring Mello up on stage, we'd love to bring you up there too.
For sure. Let's do it.
Have you ever been a DJ? Like, have you ever worked with records or spun?
I have not. I've been to a few concerts, but...
All right. Well, we're going to bring you to Kissmas Bash and bring you up on stage and let everybody cheer for you. How about that?
That will be awesome.
What's more fun, an interception or a fumble recovery?
Definitely interception. You know, it's a little bit more work to get the interception. I feel like a fumble recovery's got to be in the right place at the right time.
Have you been made aware of the rivalry, like the back-in-the-day rivalry of the Bills and the Dolphins? It doesn't seem to be as vibrant with this current roster, but there's some good history there. Who do you go to in the organization to let you know what that was like back in the day?
Actually, Steve Tasker just talked to the team the other day, about the rivalry, and I think it's still well and alive. You know, if you look back at those two games last year, it was very chippy games. Both players going at it hard. So it's not the caliber it was back in the day, but I think it's still there and still alive and well.
I know Coach has brought in a lot of people to talk to you guys before games. Which person has been the most impactful to you as a football player?
Definitely Jim Kelly. Just talking about how it used to be here when they were winning at a high level. It was just super inspiring, and his whole story all around is inspiring as well. So just taking little bits and pieces from him, his word, has really helped me out throughout the season. He spoke to us one of the first games, yeah.
Yeah, he's an incredible player and an inspiration for all of us. All right, so we're going to get an interception on Sunday. You're going to get some more tackles because you have to remain first in the NFL for takeaways, okay?
I'm trying.
All right.
I'm trying.
No, there's no trying. There's doing, Matt.
Ball hawk forever.
I'm doing it.
And we'll see you on Thursday night at Kissmas Bash.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So excited to see you. Good luck on Sunday. Go Bills.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Matt Milano with the Buffalo Bills on KISS 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.